Eddie had post office over there and all. And they changed all that. The fella died, they moved, the post office got over here. A train station, everything was bumper car then, bumper car. A schooner by the name of Bumper Car and everything. And they changed it to Bayou Liberty. I don't know why. I never did learn why.
Yeah. Your father, did he ever work for, he worked for himself all his life?
Most of his life.
Yeah.
Now and then he'd go out to the shipyard and work a little while. He was a caulker. Caulked them wooden barges and boats and all, you know?
Yeah.
He was a... He could do carpenter work too some, but not real good, and he didn't like it. But when they needed the boat to be caulked, and a big river boat would come in, and they needed help and all that, they needed men, they'd ask him if he wanted to come work over there. He was over there, there was a bunch of them, and man, they used to use them caulking mallet. I don't know if you've ever seen them, about this long and about this big, got a handle on them, middle, and they got that iron and they're hitting that thing, you know. Boy, you start off in the morning, you fresh, you holding that thing way at the end, but by the time knocking off time come, you keep getting closer to that piece of oak, that mallet, you know. So they had a bunch of, I was teaching them, young boys. Man, I used to like to hear that noise. You hear them thing going, ta-ta, 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 ta-ta. And I used to like the noise it makes. So I'd go there and stand up and look. One day the old man told me, he said, why don't you learn how to cork? He said, while they're teaching them boys, he said, I learned how to cork too. By that time, the foreman come past by, and he was rough. Boy, he was a no good rascal.
What do you mean?
He wants you to work all the time. He didn't want you to stop to get a drink of water. You never do enough to satisfy him, you know? So he come past by there and he stopped and stopped and he looked and he told them fellas, man, them fellas, man, they was getting it. He said, all right, boys, let's go. He said, y'all ain't doing nothing today. I told Papa, uh-uh. I said, I don't want to be a caulker. I said, that man is hard as y'all working right now. I said, and then y'all ain't doing nothing. I said, I don't want to learn to be a caulker. And I never did do like some of them boys go caulking. Uh-uh. No. I caulk my own boat now. I do all that work myself. But caulk for somebody else, I never did. No, my dad used to like to trap and fish, hunt and all that. He could shoot a gun, boy.
Yeah.
So, my father-in-law, I'd say, was the best they had. Because my father-in-law was so much quicker and all. If a bird would take off in front of my father-in-law, he was just a dead bird in gun reach. Either way, he'd shoot both sides, this way or that way. Either side, didn't make no difference then. Man, you talk about fast. That man was fast. He'd be short, fella, like my wife. But quick as lightning. He was 71 years old when he died, but don't get in front of his arms. His legs, he was just like I was. He couldn't control his leg, but don't get in front of him with his fists. Man, I used to have to watch him. He'd play like him, come past by me, and bow! He'd haul up and hit me, playing. He was rough.